Good morning, Boker Tov. We continue our study of Sha'ar Mitzvah, Rav Pinkus' analysis of the many synonyms and, by extension, the many forms of Tefillah, reflecting the different moods we're in, the different people that we are. Last time we met, we spoke about how, even though the text of the Tefillah remains stagnant or the same, no two Tefillahs are the same because at no two times are we exactly the same. Life is constantly changing and evolving. Every moment we are different. Life and circumstances are different, and that influences our tefillah to be different. We're still in Itur. Itur comes from what Yitzchak did on behalf of his wife, Vayeta Yitzchak Hashem Lenochach Ishto. And Rav Pinkus has defined this form of tefillah, Itur, as the relentless repetition to continue to bombard God with our tefillos and not to feel that we're not being answered and therefore to give up. So we're in Os Vav, the bottom of page Kuf Mem Beis 142. And it's amazing, actually, he's made it 142 pages into the Sefer before he raises the following issue. This is a very, very important issue that for many is an impediment to continuing to daven with sincerity, to invest themselves in tefillah. It often happens that a person can find themselves struggling. There's a member of their family who's gravely ill. Umar bilahispalal alav, someone you love, someone you care about, falls sick, and you daven, and you daven, and you daven, and you daven, not just three times a day, you add in saying Tehillim, and not just saying Tehillim on your way to and from the hospital, and the old age home, and the doctor, and the pharmacy, you're constantly asking the Ribono Shel Olam to give a refuah shleima to that sick person. V'gam ma'ura rabim lespalal alitzon lishchaneinu levakesh rachamim me'ashem yisborach betfilos v'sachanunim v'kriyas Tehillim. And not only do you daven, they're on the Tehillim circle list of the righteous women of the community. They're on the Mishaberach list of the righteous Gabayim of the community. You post on Facebook and Twitter and all over the world. Everyone should daven on behalf of this chola. And then what happens? What happens? The tefillos aren't effective. The first person falls prey to their illness. So what's the natural immediate reaction? It's a reaction that, if we're honest, we've struggled with, certainly our children struggle with, is, well, what's the point of davening? I asked Hashem for help and He didn't answer. So what's the point? Why am I davening? And one can look back retroactively and say, wow, how many countless hours were wasted? How many tears were wasted? How much heartfelt, sincere emotion was wasted pouring out in tefillah and tehillim, chesed, mitzvos, and staka, and it didn't help. The person succumbed to their illness, or the person didn't have that child, or didn't find that shidduch, or didn't earn that parnasa. So what was the point of it all? Look at how much was wasted. And you'll conclude that not only is prayer ineffective, but how much time was actually wasted? The toh she'en kamoa, says Rav Pinkus, as adamantly as he has said anything heretofore, that such a thought is foreign, it's pigul, it's usur, it's treif, and it's a terrible, terrible, terrible mistake. V'zeh mishtei sibos, and it's wrong for two reasons. Reishis, first of all, de'al amito shel davar, etzem abakasha itachlas la'atzma, as he's been reiterating over and over. That's loyalty, that's good. I davened with Nathan at 7 o'clock Shiva house, so that's impressive. Etzem HaTfilah, says Rav Pinkus, as he's been reiterating over and over again here in Itur. You see, if I ask you for a favor, I don't really care about you, I care about the favor. So I'm going to ask you over and over and over again, you're going to think I'm a total nudnik, and then we're going to have a strained relationship, and you see me, you're going to cross the street and walk the other way. But with the Ribono Shel Olam, asking over and over again is not just about getting the result. The result is achieved in the relationship that's earned just by asking over and over again. So you keep asking me, I'm not going to say, well, you know, this feels great because you think I'm the one who can provide for you. Keep asking, it feels good, you know, that's ridiculous. I'm going to say, you're driving me crazy, you're a nudnik. And you're going to say, unless you're going to help me, what am I wasting my time? That's in the human realm. But in our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, when we ask over and over again, he says, wow, Goldberg realizes he's dependent on me. That's called emuna. That's called bitachon. That's called a kesher. That's called a relationship. That's called to feel close. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, keep asking. Wow. It's amazing. You're invested in this relationship. And so even when the Ribbono Shel Olam says no in the end, or really he said yes, but I don't understand yes. So he said no to my immediate request, but he always says yes to what's best for me and the people I love. But I perceive it. I sense it as a no to me. But that no to me nevertheless yields a closer relationship. If you spend a month, 3 months davening over and over, pouring out your heart for whatever that dream is, even if you didn't achieve what you were requesting, but the exercise of having davened and put your faith and felt dependence and so on, the sincerity, not only is it not a waste, you did achieve a result. You feel unbelievably closer with Hashem. In fact, the Rav has in the Rav Chumash, I wish I had it here, on this week's Parsha, on Shmos, the image of the burning bush, Moshe Rabbeinu is, distanced. The Pasuk describes that he's far away from the other shepherds. And he sees this image of the bush that's burning, but it's not consumed. And the Rav describes that sometimes the discovery of the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the darkest places. Moshe is feeling the agony of the people. It says, Kisar Liros, he turned to see the bush, which the Medrash says, Kisar Liros is not that he turned to see the bush, but Liros Pesiv Losam. What impresses Ribbono Shel Olam is that Moshe sees, he perceives, he's sensitive to the plight of others. Moshe is in agony. And sometimes it's when you're in the greatest agony that you can discover Hashem. We say in Tisha B'Av, Pasuk says in Eicha, Beina Mitzarim, Hisigua, is that the Pasuk? Beina Mitzarim, Hisigua, no Balakri, no one knows. What's the Pasuk? Korod Fe, Hisigua, Beina Mitzarim. That's the Pasuk. Korod Fe, Hisigua, Beina Mitzarim. Whoever chases after will capture Beina Mitzarim, which is the expression we use for the 3 weeks, Beina Mitzarim. But we are taught to understand Korod Fe, Hisigua means whoever pursues the Ribbono Shel Olam, when Hisigua, when can you come close, when can you find him? Beina Mitzarim. Sometimes it's when you're at a low and you feel Hashem has answered no. Sometimes when you feel despondent and dejected, that's when you have the breakthrough. Why? Because you've spent all this time investing your faith in Hashem. So don't think when you got to know it was all a waste. Not only it wasn't a waste, it achieved a result, namely the bigger result of getting close to Hashem. V'imkena bakashas v'atfilos sheshavchu kulam, all the tfilos and prayer that you poured out, kulam ayu ahuvos merutzos v'rabe atoelas, they were all beloved, they were cherished. It's not that Hashem, my kid asked me for something, I say no. If they keep muttering me, it's insane. I was going to say I'm ready to kill them, but I'd get arrested today. They'll write a book and I'll be in trouble. Chas v'shalom. I'm not ready to kill them. But you get frustrated with your child. Your child drives you crazy. The more they ask you, you go crazy. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the more you ask him, it's ahuvos and marutzos. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves it. Yeah, ask. It's amazing. Ask again. I know you have faith in me. I know you're welcoming me into your life. Ask me again. So that's all number one. Number two, Shainis, Game Bechinas Kabbalah Satfila, Klalu B'liyotzei Min HaKlal. We have a general rule with no exceptions. Shalakol Tfila Yesh Mana Min HaShemayim, Ach Cheshbon Rabin Lamakom. Every Tfila has an answer. Every Tfila is answered. But we don't understand the great matrix in heaven. Ribbono Shel Olam has his own calculations, has this unbelievable spreadsheet and flowchart and matrix. So we don't understand. This tefillah was deposited in the bank account of prayer, in the bank account of emuna, and there will be a withdrawal. Maybe it'll be in 3 generations with our great-great-grandchild. Maybe it'll be in a circumstance we have yet to anticipate. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's... We don't necessarily know how that deposit that we made will be withdrawn later. We don't necessarily see the exact linear connection. But there is a matrix. There is a spreadsheet. And every deposit makes it into the account. And the account is greater because of that deposit of tefillah when a withdrawal will be needed. Every tear that shed here on earth elevates, ascends on high, is deposited. Every word, every heartfelt prayer, every thought of emunah. Shama lo yashuv ki imarva ki v'yachol klapei mala v'holid v'itzmiach shefa sheyeshuos v'brachos. So we look in the very, very micro. I made a tefillah, I asked for this, I didn't get an answer, the tefillah was wasted. To which Rav Pinchas says, there could not be a more wrong way of thinking about it for two reasons. Number one, it wasn't wasted because through the process of the tefillah you drew close to Hashem. And number two, the tefillah was a deposit. You don't know when it will be a merit to you. Maybe you won't have a chance to daven in a future circumstance, but that deposit sits in your merit and is withdrawn as if you offered that prayer then. Maybe your child or grandchild. Who knows what zuchuyos we create for Klal Yisrael, let alone for our families and for ourselves. So one should never erroneously conclude that just because their immediate request wasn't answered, their tefillah, the time, the energy, the emotion was a waste. Chas v'shalom, it's not a waste. By definition, an earnest tefillah is always productive, whether we perceive it immediately or not. We'll stop here. A reminder, we have an amazing dessert reception with Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, one of the Gedolei Ador, to inaugurate our Dr. Yitzchak Belazon Beis Medrash. Please join the growing list of people who are part of the Beis Medrash program at Boca Raton Synagogue. Have a great day.